Show me the money. Mm-hmm. This is where the rubber meets the road. Put up or shut up. Mm-hmm. Put your money where your mouth is. These are phrases we use when we had enough and we want to bring things to an end. Someone's telling us a story and we want to be convinced of the truth. We had enough, we want to hear it. We need a little bit more to know what is going on. We need more information. And our scripture today, see, Thomas is that person. He needs a little bit more information. He needs to see the Lord himself. But our scriptures are fully packed with a lot of blessings from Jesus. He appeared into the locker room. That means that Jesus would do whatever it takes to get to us. He gave him peace in times of frustration. We do need peace in our heart. And Jesus would bring that to us.
Yeah.
He said, receive the Holy Spirit, the comforter that we all need to survive and make it through life. He gave them the power to forgive, forgiveness, freedom from all their sins and their burdens on life. He came to Thomas, said, put your finger in my nails. Put your hand in my side. Here's proof that I am the risen Lord. An encounter with Jesus can change your life. It engages our faith in times we encounter our friends and see Jesus in their lives. It started one day with a simple hello. Tom was going to work, and he ran into a guy named Cedric, who was selling newspapers downtown. Well, see, Tom lives in a suburb, so he takes a train in to his job in downtown Chicago. Cedric was selling newspapers. Cedric said, hello, if you like a newspaper. He said, hello, yes, I would. He reads the paper every day. This went on for weeks. Then a couple of months later, they started interacting. Tom would tell Cedric about his life. Cedric would tell Tom about his life. They had a lot in common. They both loved sports, the same team. They're almost like brothers. They also loved the same type of music. But 8 months later, through their time interacting, Tom realized that Cedric was homeless. And on the train one day, as he was heading home back to the suburbs, he realized he was going to a warm home and Cedric was going nowhere. So he prayed about what to do. His buddy was homeless all this time. He did not know. But he took it upon himself to help change his life. Made some phone calls. Talked to other people about where can he go? What can he tell his friend? The next time they met, he shared the resources with them. Helped him find a place to live. Got him in a steady shelter, get his life together, gave him a few dollars to buy the necessary clean supplies, things he needs just to make it through the day. A simple hello changed Tom's life. To help him encourage and change Cedric's life. 2 years later, Tom was available, took the day off to help Cedric move in his own apartment. A place to live, a place to call his own. Place that he had a key to come and go as he pleased. A simple hello. Tom needed Cedric, and Cedric needed Tom. Cedric needed someone to help him out, to encourage him, support him, and get his life together. Tom needed an opportunity to share his faith, a chance to engage the Christ within Cedric, to sit and talk, aid him and support him. There's something about when we engage people, live out our faith, something touches us, changes our lives. It's more than just changing life of another person. Something happened to us.
Yes.
Something within us comes alive. It's our faith and the Holy Spirit that's within us. That seems to be activated or encouraged or just ready to move, come alive. Makes us uneasy when you see something wrong in our society, an injustice, in our community. I like to refer to it as on the job term. You never know when it's going to come up. You're just thinking you're just going to bring some groceries to a homebound person or going to go volunteer in a soup kitchen and helping out a homeless person, bringing them a warm meal. Something happens to you also. Your faith grows. Your vision of humanity changes. Your sudden care for others begins to grow and develop within you. You start thinking beyond yourself. You realize how small you are, how big the world is, that you have to do something. Something within you that's changing. When you visit a sick friend or care for a loved one, yes, you're helping them out, bringing them a meal, but something happens to you. Time changes for you. Time is more valuable. Space is more precious. When you look someone in the eyes who is suffering, and you're sitting with them, you don't have an answer. It humbles you, but it changes you. Allows your faith to grow. We engage each other, engage our faith and lives for people who are in need. It changes us.
Yeah.
Just as Thomas, standing there before the Lord, placing his fingers in his wounds. As we stand before our friends and family and those we care for, placing our fingers in their wounds.
Yeah.
Something happens to us. We begin to see more clearly about God's love, God's grace, God's mercy.
Amen.
Mercy. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, appeared to Sister Faustina and asked her to draw a picture of his image so we can look upon it and pray the offers of divine mercy. Today is the Divine Mercy Sunday. But when we pray, our prayers are answered, especially at 3 o'clock, the time when our Savior died for us on the cross. Saint Faustina has done a lot for our church. Jesus' mercy is out there for us all the time. The times when we have our own doors locked, when Jesus needs to appear. Times when we find ourselves with our anger locked up in the big room. Our frustration locked up, and our doubt. And we need Jesus to appear, to walk into that room, and show us his mercy, his divine mercy.
Yes.
Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. Today is the day the scriptures tells us how much God would do to come close to us, to stand in our lives and show his love and mercy. Take your time today and pray. Humble yourself before the Lord. Spend some time before adoration. Pray a novena. But remember, God loves you always. God loves you always. Amen.
Amen.